Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free number here is 1-855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 855-450-3733. And joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Nami,
and Mark.
We invite you on over to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. It's all free. You go there and create the content of the website if you would like, or influence the content. You can do both. You can add things to the site. You can vote on what is already there. And the most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So head over there and enjoy that stuff on us. Once again, tonight's phone number for you, 855-450-FREE. And, Nemi, did you want to start us out with something here this evening?
I did. I'm going to start with the gas and the closed-circuit television. CCTV at gas stations in the UK will automatically stop uninsured cars from being filled with fuel.
What?
Yes, in the UK. Downing Street officials hope the high-tech system will crack down on the 1.4 million motorists who drive without insurance.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
these are cameras, not televisions.
Correct. Well, it's CC. It's closed caption television. So cameras are going to run.
CC is closed circuit television.
Thank you.
Yep.
My bad. Misspoke.
Meaning it's not being broadcast over the airwaves.
Correct. So a camera is going to compare your plate to a database, and if you are uninsured or you haven't paid your taxes on your vehicle, you won't be able to fill up with gas.
Wow, that's really Orwellian.
And it's advanced from the original system, which was designed to prevent people from driving off after they fill their tank and drive off without paying, which has been remedied here in the States by you need to pay before you pump. But apparently in the UK, you can just put in some cameras and some high-tech gadgets. And,
well, it paves the way, right? I mean, this has paved the way
right.
for this new batch of tyranny that's going to be foisted upon these folks.
Right. So
if there weren't enough cameras watching them already, now they're going to basically just stop
cripple
them.
You.
Like, you're going to have to, like, pull up to a certain place so the camera can see your license plate, right? If you're,
yep.
if your license plate's covered, presumably they're not going to vend the gas either.
That's right. That's right. So 1 in 25 drivers in the UK do not have insurance, which apparently is mandatory there. It's completely foreign to me because insurance is not mandatory in New Hampshire, but it's one of the worst.
I think it's the only state I know of.
One of the only ones, yeah. So they don't. It has one of the worst records in Western Europe. 1 in 25 drivers do not have insurance. So
I wonder if it's that bad in New Hampshire as far as statistics go. I mean, I would, you know, I'm not going to drive around without insurance.
No, it's a smart thing to do. I have insurance. I mean, when I first had a car loan on my car, I was required contractually to have collision on my car.
But the convenient part is, you know, I'm not constantly having to pull out some insurance card for whatever reason. If you register your car or, you know, I don't need my insurance card. I just have my insurance and I'm happy with it.
Yeah, I would agree. What's crazy to me is that if you go to Vermont, where insurance is mandatory, or another state where insurance is mandatory, if you are not able to provide proof of insurance, you will lose your driving privileges in that state.
Hmm. The proof of insurance.
Correct.
Right.
Proof of insurance or insurance itself.
I think insurance is a good idea, so I've got it for myself, even though I'm not required to.
Right. I think it's a good idea. It's like wearing seatbelts. I don't need a law to tell me what common sense is. But I also, this is just crazy to me that if I miss a payment on my car insurance or I haven't paid my taxes on my car, that I'm now prohibited by the government from putting fuel in my car.
Well, not only that, but it's also essentially turning all of the gas stations into unpaid enforcers for the government scheme.
That's very true.
If you want to sell gasoline in the UK, you're probably going to have to participate in this. So, I mean, there are a lot of gas pumps here in the States that, you know, they're not all up to, modern day spec, shall we say. They, you know, they look old. The pumps look old. They don't have much going on out by the pumps. Just some, basic pumps, you know. Like, I'm sure you've been to these gas stations before.
Yeah.
Not one of the brand new ones. One of the stations has been around for a long time. They're going to have to retro. Fit. I mean, if there are stations like that in the UK, they're going to have to retrofit. They're going to have to add these.
There have to be
systems.
Stations like that in the UK, right?
That's right.
Right. And this is not going to be cheap, right?
This happened to gas stations. It was, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 years ago, there was some kind of rule that went down, and it may have only been in Florida, but I think it was probably nationwide, that gas stations had to have some kind of new tanks or something like some kind of rule that you had to upgrade by such and such date to get these new tanks.
So you had to pull your old tanks out of the ground?
That's right.
And that's what had to happen.
Oh, my
and
God. That's
gotta some
be
gas
expensive.
Stations did it, and some gas stations shut down.
That's right.
Now, it was too expensive to pull the old tanks out?
Just shut them down.
Yeah, and that's not surprising. A similar thing happened. I don't know how long ago it was, but it was very similar here in New Hampshire. Everybody had to go and refurb all of their equipment. It was and it did. It does shut people down.
Sure.
You know?
I mean, if your company isn't ready for that $300,000 hit or whatever
yeah.
it costs, then,
oh my
you know,
God.
See ya.
So automatic number plate recognition cameras are already fitted in thousands of petrol station forecourts, which is the UK way of saying gas stations. And so the system's already in place, and they're just upping the ante a bit and saying, oh, well, now we're just going to cross-reference this with the massive database
right.
of the UK of all of these people.
And, how far away are we from this camera system scans a license plate, checks it against a database, oh, this license plate is registered to so-and-so, John Smith, who's wanted for this crime, so we'll dispatch a law enforcement officer to this particular gas pump and refuse to allow him gas until, this is remedied.
This is remedied. So what do you do if you have a lawnmower or a snowmobile at your house and you want to fill up a gas tank? You know, a little gas.
Yeah, a can.
Thank you. Right.
Right. Yeah, are they gonna waive people? Are they going to give you a pass if you walk in with a gas can?
Or do you need
to break down on the side of the road? You need to get, or you run out of gas on the side of the road. You've got to go and get a gas can and bring it back to your car. What do they do then?
I know.
Maybe that's a possible workaround. I mean, that might be a way for people to avoid
that. That may be the only way to work around this. It's Brian Matterson from a UK petrol company, which represents independent petrol stations, says staff of the companies are already getting sick of and stuck from the motorists for high fuel prices. They are very expensive. I think we talked about this last week when we were discussing mileage and gas prices in California. This is just more technology to add more price to the cost of fuel, which it's just a potential for conflict. That's it. It's not helping anyone. No, the stats here in the article.
Oh, it's helping the insurance companies.
That too. It says according to recent figures, around 160 people are killed and 23,000 injured by uninsured and untraced drivers in the UK every year. Untraced. I think that's such a key word in this whole article. That's the one word sticks out to me. Untraced. They don't have a finger on you. So if you haven't been paying your taxes, car is unregistered, you're not going to get
TikTok.
Any gas. TikTok,
yeah.
That's right.
Wow. That's really crazy.
Yeah, I'm just
trying. How long before it comes here?
Yeah.
How long before UK Anonymous takes out the database?
Yeah, and what happens if the internet connection goes down at the gas pump? Does that mean no one gets to fill up, or are they just going to wave everybody through and let everybody fill up? Is there an override for this system, or if they don't have, if the phone line goes down or the internet connection goes down, then are they just SOL?
And what happens if you've just paid? I mean, how frequently
right.
does the database update?
Right, how long
does
it update?
Can you get gas 5 minutes after you've re-registered
yeah,
your car?
Right.
I've just bought the car. I've just, how do you do it? I always found this very confusing as far as how do I, I just bought a brand new car. How do I get it from, there to here? Now, obviously, if you buy a dealer, they give you a template.
Mm-hmm.
But if you buy from an individual, it's not the easiest thing in the world to know.
No, not at all.
I think a lot of people just take their old plates that aren't necessarily registered to the vehicle,
the risk, right?
Smack them on the car,
right.
and hope that they don't get their plates run. I think that's what they do, at which point, if you buy the car from, some distance at the house, how do you get the gasoline in it to get home?
And how soon before buying food or medicine or basic staples, what happens if you haven't paid your utilities or you haven't paid your taxes?
Toll-free number
Where's
here, 855-450-FREE. It's pretty scary to think about that. 1-855-450-3733. And don't tell yourself it can't happen here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am a dirty ass. Take away everything you can get. Keep them on the hook with this horrible
death. And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let's face it, theme parties are a blast. They can turn any combination of coworkers, family, and friends into an enthusiastic crowd admiring creative decorations and inventive outfits. The best part? Party themes can be as far-fetched, classy, or outrageous as you like. Event planning experts suggest going beyond holidays and committing to themes with some integrity. After all, these party themes must be worthy of belonging to the apocalyptic 2012. For a top party theme in 2012, try tapping into people's doomsday fears. Optimize on the end of the world hype by throwing a wicked bash with a goth theme. Keep an upbeat mood with punk rock favorites from the Night of the Demons soundtrack. This horror film from Seven Arts combines tunes from Zombie Girl and Creature Feature for a scarily popular soundtrack. But most importantly, remember to have fun. Find the highly entertaining Night of the Demons soundtrack at iTunes.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find on the site there. Again, Free Talk Live. freetalklive.com. And those features include the webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact because the chat room's built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do those things for free, of course. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
I can't tell you how many times people have talked to me about wanting more liberty-oriented music. And music's great because people who get the ideas of liberty, they can enjoy the music, and people who don't get the ideas of liberty can still enjoy the music and get some of the ideas in the process. Spreads the message in a smooth and, you know, easy manner. I've recently found a new band called Raja Mojo. They're advertising on Free Talk Live, but I took the opportunity to listen to some of their songs, and I found myself several times just last week, you know, hearing the song in my head. You can go to YouTube.com and search Raja Mojo and listen to their songs. They're great. I like the song Everybody Knows particularly. It's Raja Mojo, and you can buy their songs at cdbaby.com. Like I did. It's easy, and you can support independent, liberty-oriented music. You can download all four songs for $3.16 at cdbaby.com. It's Raja Mojo at cdbaby.com.
All right, so toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about a really creepy story coming out of the UK about how they're going to be checking your license plate when you pull up at a gas pump with a television, with a CCTV, as they call it, a video camera, with cameras. They're going to run your plate. It's all going to be electronic. It's all going to be automated. The computer will run your plate. It will check you against a database and find out whether or not you're someone who has or does not have insurance. And if you do not have insurance, you will not be allowed to fill up your car, which presumably will mean that you'll either maybe have a little bit of gas left and manage to take it home and park it somewhere, or you'll be running out of gas and you'll have to leave it there at the gas station. And it's terrible. I mean, they're really cracking down hardcore on people. And I, like we were saying before, this can really open a really Pandora's box of tyranny as
Absolutely.
Far as the various different things they could use against you with your license plate information, stopping you if you've got a warrant out, for instance, could be the next step here.
Well, right, exactly. And here in the Northeast, I know I got a notice. I have an Easy Pass in my car, which I know is Big Brother, but it's easier convenient. When I'm working. It's
sure.
convenient. And my balance got low, and they sent me a picture of my car going through a toll booth when I had not paid a toll and I was charged a fine. And
really?
Yeah.
How much?
It was equivalent to the toll. So it was double the toll. So instead of $1, it was $2.
Mm.
But they had a picture of my car, my plate, my face.
They had your face?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
So they snapped a picture of your face as you were going through
the
toll booth.
I really wish I had made a better face for the camera as I had gone through. And you know, it's easy enough to settle, but the camera technology is really scary. And I think, you know, desperate times call for desperate measures. There are a lot of people who are economically in a really tough spot right now. And what happens if you can't get a can of gas or can't fill up your car? Does that increase the chances of you trying to rob that convenience store out of sheer desperation? You know, I'm not justifying that sort of choice.
I mean, people in desperate situations will do crazy things.
It blows me away.
And as you point out, people are having a tough time economically. Obviously, over here, I mean, this is a story out of the UK, but there's no reason why they couldn't implement a system like this here. It's just a matter of passing the legislation and forcing it down all the gas station owners'
throats.
All
they got to do is see that it works over there.
That's
right. Right. So, yeah, people are having a tough time economically, but the government doesn't care. They want your money.
They want your money. That's right. That's all they want is more money.
Sick. Let's go to you and your thoughts. You can bring up what you want here. It is Free Talk Live. Brian, listening in North Carolina. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, everybody.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Big Brother Agenda 21, and I noticed you were talking about the highways becoming like Big Brother. I've seen the signs where they said photo enforce, and I mean, with Agenda 21, with what the United Nations wants to do, they want to completely get rid of personal transportation. And they want us to live in these super cities where we got to be groped every time we go on public transportation. And then we got to go to the government work centers. And then we go back home every night. And then they decide how much water you're allowed to have, how much electricity. And they're going to use technology to do it. I went down to my town council, and I explain to them how it was going to affect the town of Mandan. And I give them a 59-page document explaining to them about Agenda 21, the NAFTA Super Highway, and all this other Big Brother BS.
Well, I've heard of the Agenda 21 before, and I know that there's a lot to it, as I understand it. But, I mean, how realistic is it to think that all of that is going to be implemented here? I mean, people live so spread out. You're saying they're going to be forced to move into the city? Who's going to do the farming? You know, how's that going to work? And there are so many cars here already. How are they going to take the cars off the road? I mean, this seems like this is a huge or kind of... What would you call it?
Social engineering.
Yeah, utopian social engineering project. I mean, this is maybe in the minds of some dreamers in the UN, but what's the realistic chance that any of that's going to come to reality?
More likely, they're going to try to. They'll have to first plunge the United States and all the countries into the dark ages. Pretty much, they have to destroy the economy. They got to bring everything down, and then they're going to build everything back up in the aftermath of the chaos.
How can the government build anything up, any economy up? I've never seen a government build an economy.
It's likely... Yeah, you got me on that.
Yeah, government trying to build a bridge is more, difficult enough.
No, they'll build the bridge, but they'll pay... five times what the private individual would.
Look at like the big dig though in Boston. I mean, that thing went on for years and was never even. I don't even know if it is done yet.
It is done. But
except for the part that where they dropped this giant tile that smashed.
I'm so glad you said that. Right,
it killed somebody.
Did it kill somebody? I can't remember.
Yep, fell right on a lady's car and killed her.
So I don't, the government has enough trouble building their own infrastructure, let alone rebuilding a city or, somehow managing to corral people into it. I mean, this is a huge project. Now, it's a scary concept, what you're proposing, but it doesn't seem like it's something that is imminent or even close to being something they could accomplish at this point in time or at any point in time. At least that aspect of it. Again, as I understand it, there's a lot to the Agenda 21 thing, and maybe some of the aspects of it could be implemented. But that full vision seems very unrealistic and unlikely. I wouldn't worry too much about it. What did your town council say about your 59-page document? Did they pretty much ignore it?
Well, they did take it. The mayor was probably curious as to what I was giving to all the town council members. They didn't really have any... comments on it, but I did have a guy who spoke at the town council meeting who was actually interested in the Agenda 21.
Well, there you go. It sounds like you found somebody. Maybe it was worth your while, and thanks for the call tonight, Brian. 855-453. I wouldn't worry myself too much about it. I certainly wouldn't spend my time writing a 59-page document. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can bring up anything you want. Toll free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Features including, by the way, the mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, would like to access our streams quickly and the podcast as well, go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
The state owns the land, but they don't own the water. To be free today, you'd need a boat, and not just any boat, a life yacht. It's a stable catamaran as big as a house that purifies its own water, generates its own power, and to some extent, it can grow its own food. Now, this is an idea. It's a concept. But if you want to find out more, you can go to ericksoncouncil.com. The life yacht has a shallow draft that would be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV on shore, you know, just on a boat ramp. You just pull up to it and drop your car or SUV out, and then you take your sailboat back out in the water, and you can take your dinghy in and out to your car. You could be free of nearly any government intrusion. No more property taxes. You wouldn't have to pay those anymore. And, you know, you could, if you have any trouble with the government, you weigh anchor and sail away. You could have a seashore home anywhere in the world. To be involved, is all you need is $1,000 and the commitment of as little as 8 months. It's ericksoncouncil.com. That's ericksoncouncil.com. And you can, there's a banner at freetalklive.com if you have trouble searching for it. ericksoncouncil.com has a little picture of a sailboat.
All right, we continue here with you and your thoughts. Coming up, story about someone who tried to find her dog and what the city told her about it. We'll go to that in a moment. But first, Ed is listening in Maryland. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just had a quick question. I was looking to get my record expunged.
Okay.
And it says on here that I got a felony, right?
Okay.
But the finding is no pro quo.
Okay.
And then it says indicted, yes. So was I charged or not charged?
You were charged, but it sounds like you weren't found. You were, you know, there was a no adjudication of guilt is what it might sound is what it sounds like. But you know, then again, not legal experts here on Free Talk Live.
Okay, so what is null pro quo? How do you spell that?
Pro, S E Q.
Okay, nulli prosequi, I believe, is how that is pronounced. Null prost, as it is called.
So it's dropped.
A null prost is dropped. Okay. Yeah. So you never went to court for this felony? Hello?
Well, I must have went to court.
Well, you would remember going to court, right?
Well, that was back in 2004.
Okay.
You don't remember going to court?
Hang on a second. What felony were you charged with?
That, it doesn't say either.
How? Okay, so...
So did you have a traumatic brain injury?
What's that?
Well, I'm just wondering, if I were charged with a felony in 2004, I would remember it. Now, is this the only felony you've ever been charged with?
Not according to this paper.
Well, my understanding of null pros is it's either that it wasn't processed or the initial charge was dropped and replaced with a lesser charge.
Well... Okay, so it is Latin for "we shall no longer prosecute." So that doesn't mean that it's been replaced with anything. Let's see if I can understand the timeline here. When did you get this notice from the state?
Well, it's on the record.
Right. But you're holding a piece of paper right now, right? You're looking at something that says it's a nulli prosequi.
On the criminal record, yeah.
Okay, so you're looking at your own criminal record right now, is what you're saying.
Right.
And you're wondering why, next to a felony, it says null pros.
Right.
Okay, and you don't remember getting this? You don't remember going to court for this felony?
Or being arrested?
Yeah, do you remember being arrested for it?
I'm going to tell you honestly, no.
Okay.
How often have you been arrested?
Well, it looks like quite a few times.
Well, why are you worried about this one felony? I mean, if you've got a felony on your record, what difference does it make if you have one more felony on your record? If you have felonies on your record, what difference does it make if you have one more?
Because the other ones, it doesn't say I was indicted, and this one does.
So an indictment is handed down by a grand jury, as I understand it.
But okay. I've never been in front of a jury.
And have you pled guilty to any of these felony charges in the past?
No. There's actually where it says plea. There's no plea put in there.
That's because they null prost it, right?
It also may be that, like in the state of New Hampshire, when you're initially indicted on a felony, you can't plead guilty. You are automatically not guilty, and you have to go to trial.
What is it that...
This is where this paper's from. It's from up there.
What is it that, what do you have this record for? Like, why did it get sent to you? What is it in your hands for right now?
I'm trying to get my record expunged.
I see. So, I didn't know that. If you were charged with something and they null pros it, it still sits on your record? That's interesting.
So, well, yeah, they always have an arrest record as well as conviction records. But an expungement.
I'll tell you this.
I want to make this clear. You don't expunge your record in one fell swoop. You can expunge individual convictions at individual times, but you can't go in front of a judge and say, "Hey, I've got 10 convictions from 10 different incidences, and I'd like you to expunge them all."
All
right.
So here's what I'd recommend. You need to get a lawyer because, we can't give you legal advice. This is not a law show. We don't really know what we're talking about when it comes to these things.
Right. But what's found over PC mean?
What's what?
Found over PC mean?
Found? F-O-U-N-D? Found?
Bound.
Bound. B B-O-U-N-D.
I couldn't tell you, man. PC usually means protective custody, but it does, you know, it's not necessarily always the case that that it does. I would recommend that you get yourself a lawyer, have them take a look at this. They'll probably charge you some sort of consulting fee. And, you know, maybe you can just cut them off at that point and not have to continue using the lawyer's services, because I have no idea what it takes to go and what sort of process is involved in getting a record expunged, or if that's even a possibility for you, depending on, you know, a variety of factors. If it's an, if it's a charge that's been null-prossed, I don't see why that should be on someone's record. I mean, that...
I would agree.
Well, there's a lot of charges on here that should be on here, because none of them I got found guilty on, and they're all on here.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very good. And certainly, you know, the legal system is made...
It's like the answer holds on your record. Everything you got arrested for, even though you got found not guilty, it's still on your record.
That's right.
Yeah, that's terrible. I didn't realize that was
That is true. Yep.
So, again, I would say that the law system, the legal system, is designed to be confusing. It is written in a language that is not English. It looks like English, but it's actually...
That way you have to hire a translator.
It's called legalese, and the attorneys know this language, and they know the insides and outs of, you know, how these things are done and the processes and the rules and all that. And that's why they, you know, they got you between a rock and a hard place, because you pretty much have to use one of their club members in order to do this. There are some discounted attorneys, agencies that could possibly help you. But that's about all I can do for you, Ed. I wish you the best of luck getting that record expunged, and thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's really frustrating to find out that the felony you were charged with, which you don't remember, has been null-prossed.
I love that story.
Right.
And it's still sitting on your record.
Right.
I mean, how many people know what nulli prosequi means? When your potential employer is looking at that, do they know what that means?
Nope. And when they ask you the question, have you ever been arrested for a felony, you get to explain.
Okay, so having filled out a few of you know, these forms with a felony hanging over my head, most of the time they ask you if you've been convicted of a felony. But sometimes some employers will try to pull an arrest record. Usually it's the government, though.
All right, there's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. Bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net. Or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want. Toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we have there for you. Freetalklive.com. You can actually help support the show by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links you'll find at shop.freetalklive.com. Different Amazons for different countries. Click in the right one for you, and it's your regular Amazon shopping experience. It's just that you're entering through our portal, so Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sales. So whatever it is you are looking to buy, Amazon might just sell it. Go and take a look over at shop.freetalklive.com. According to CBS News in Boston, among the jumble of signs and sandwich boards along Route 27 in Acton, you won't see one for Bridget, the missing husky. And that makes her owner frustrated. Pat Panic says, "It makes me really angry, and I don't understand it. Frankly, I just can't wrap my brain around it." Getting Bridget back has been Panic's mission since the 6-year-old Siberian husky bolted from her Littleton yard last November. Panic maintains a Facebook page about Bridget, hands out detailed flyers, brochures, and business cards with information and photos about the dog. And she's getting results. She explains, "It's amazing. Once they've seen her picture or get some information, the calls come in. There have been close to 30 sightings so far."
There are a lot of Siberian huskies out there, aren't there? I mean,
you think?
Their markings are relatively similar.
I don't know. I don't see Siberian huskies too often. Do you?
I saw a picture the other day of four of them pulling a sled, but...
I certainly don't see them running around in the streets very often.
No,
I don't see them with people very often, number one. And number two, I see them even less often on their own in the streets. So how many missing Siberian huskies can there be?
Especially in Massachusetts. Of course this is Massachusetts.
Wait, what does that mean about... I don't get it.
You can't put signs up for a lost dog in Massachusetts.
Oh, I thought you were surprised that Siberian huskies would be in Massachusetts.
No, not at all. I mean, people love dogs everywhere, but right. It just strikes me as ridiculous. You can't put up a lost sign.
Yeah, of course it's ridiculous.
And what's the rationale behind that,
say? Hold on, we'll check in here with the bureaucrats in a moment. So, again, she says there have been 30 sightings, one of them Friday morning. She's been plotting them all on Google Maps. And, you know, it's pretty great that this dog's still alive after since November.
I don't know that I believe that this dog is necessarily still alive. I mean, there are a heck of a lot more. Okay, it's not a golden retriever, but yeah. There's a lot more Siberian huskies out there than there are, say, Pharaoh hounds or something.
I'm going to disagree with you because I belong to, on Facebook, like, here's networking and communication in action, right? Okay. There's Granite State Dog Recovery.
Okay.
And they have a very good recovery rate for missing animals. It's a fantastic network to go out and post if your dog is missing and where you are in New Hampshire.
Great.
And so to see a city, it's Acton, you said, saying that she can't put up a posting, what is she supposed to do with that? But there are very good results.
This may be. I'm not talking about. I'm only saying that there are more. There's more than one Siberian Husky within a 10-mile radius of her house.
Yeah, that's probably
true. But how many
true.
Are running around free?
And Ian's right.
Not very many.
30 sightings.
That's what is claimed here, but that's over months. Strange. That's over what? 4 months? 3 months? So she
dogs
says.
Gone feral at this point.
She says here that it would be nice if the town of Acton hadn't forbidden her from putting up lost dog signage.
How bad?
She claims that officials and residents have given her a hard time, threatening to take down her lost dog signs and in some cases doing so because they violate the town bylaws. We spoke at length with Mike Gowing, the chairman of the Acton Board of Selectmen. He says the town has started the process of rewriting its bylaws that pertain to signage. Well, isn't that great? They really care, so they've started the process of rewriting the bylaws. Now, if anyone's ever paid attention to politics before, you know that things go pretty slowly.
Yep,
these are not
sure.
These processes can take months, maybe years, in some cases.
That makes me think it's hard to believe that residents are confronting her about. It's probably
a lost dog sign.
A citizen who works for the government that is talking to her about the lost dog sign.
Right. Just like the neighbors who are allegedly reporting my tenants for having a tenant, I think, for having an unregistered vehicle parked in their driveway, as though some neighbor would care about someone having an unregistered vehicle parked in a driveway.
Right, and... Excuse me, as I asked you, I said, who is complaining? The person who is being accused has a right to know.
Only if you actually go to court.
I'd say go to court.
They don't have to tell you any other time. So,
have you ever seen the lost cat sign that has a picture of a possum on it?
Yes. I love that one.
Is that a joke?
It's hilarious.
Joke?
You know, something on the internet says, cat found, black and tan with gray, male, no collar. Not very friendly. I think he might be scared. Not housebroken either, little frowny face. Found on Sunset Boulevard. If he's yours, please call. It's got a picture of him hissing.
They are nasty.
They are so ugly.
Imagine catching a possum thinking of somebody's cat.
Mike Gowing, the chairman of the Board of Selectmen, says they're trying to rewrite the laws and began the process. As it stands now, the rules about signs are sometimes contradictory and often confusing. He says, we try to balance good citizenship with enforcing the law, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
Acton officials want to help people like Pat Panic, say they, but don't want the town overrun with signs. We could just have lost dog signs everywhere, right?
Right.
We can't be allowing that.
I don't quite get that. People are trying to get their dogs and cats back.
Is it that people don't take them down? I mean, what's the real issue here? And who does it apply to?
There's probably some ordinance that says you can't post a sign unless you get government approval to post it, in which case you probably have to pay them.
And then, there's the common sense aspect to it. Like, Keene has a city ordinance against signage, restricting signage, and the new middle school has a sign that violated city ordinance.
That's right. It's an electronic sign.
You know, come on. I mean, a lost dog sign. Who is the person? Who are the people that are giving this lady a hard time for wanting her dog back? Come on.
Probably the code enforcement. That would be about it, my guess. According to the story here, part of the selectman's job is to maintain the historic look and feel of the town. Because no one in history would ever have considered posting lost dog signs around.
Sure.
This is Acton we're talking about. It's not like it's a hub of history.
And in every town believes they've got their history, and they find it very important.
Well, you can't do anything the outside of your building.
Right. We need to keep this town looking old and run down.
Yep.
So let's keep that crappy old historic look. This is so important to we've got to have the children. They've got to be able to see what the town used to look like.
Right.
It is this love for that which is old. And it's
fine. Let them go to Colonial Williamsburg.
If that's what you're into, that's fine.
I grew up in a town in New Hampshire where in the historic district, if you have a color bulb that is aside from clear or white during the Christmas holiday season that's visible from the frontage of your property, there is a fine of $250 per bulb.
Wait, you can't have Christmas lights?
That are colored.
So you can't have Christmas lights.
Okay,
no, you can have white Christmas lights.
You can have white or clear Christmas lights.
Those aren't real Christmas lights.
But none of this blue, green, red stuff.
My goodness.
You know, so I can see. But, I mean, from the town where I grew up versus Acton, Massachusetts, having a hair across its hiney about dog signs. I mean, come on. Even the town I grew up in lets you post lost cat and lost dog signs. This is really ridiculous.
It's absolutely outrageous. And so this dog here is still gone, and the town doesn't care. According to Chairman Gowing, he says that's unreasonable at this point, because considering it was over the winter, this dog's either been taken in by somebody or it's gone. If you've lost your dog, how long is it that you should have the ability to put up signs that say, "Where's my dog?" When do you call that?
Well, I think that there's a question to be answered, asked there. I mean, I really do. I mean, if somebody's putting up a lost cat sign that they've been putting up since 1997, maybe we're dealing with somebody who's mentally ill.
Look, I get that point, but they wouldn't let her do it initially either.
Yes, that's right.
And I mean, you've got the Disney movie, The Incredible Journey, where the animals actually did make it. It wasn't a made up story. They did actually make it from their original home across the country to where their new people were. So, you know, a friend of mine lost a cat for 3 months. It came back. Am I going to begrudge her going out and canvassing
after 3 months?
After 3 months.
Interesting. Was it during the wintertime?
No, summertime. Yeah.
All right, so again, according to CBS News here, she says, "I promise to take them down as soon as she's located, but please leave them up because this is a surefire best way to get her home and get her home quickly."
I would agree with that. Yeah.
I think the lady has the right to put up some signs around. I would just follow these bureaucrats around and keep putting signs up.
If you were her?
Yes.
But if they start charging you with criminal offenses for doing so, then how long are you going
to
do that?
I guess they're going to need to catch you in the act.
Well, if you're following them around...
I have a network of people putting up these signs.
Toll-free numbers.
Can you prove that I put up this sign?
855-450-FREE. It doesn't matter, Mark. If you park your car, they're going to charge you with a parking ticket.
I don't know that it's constitutional.
Good luck winning that one in court.
It might not be worth taking it to Supreme Court.
855-450-FREE. Hour 2's next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.